Let us pray. Loving God, we come into the darkness of this space longing to know what it feels like for the soul to feel its worth. We ask that you would quiet every busy, every longing, every tired voice within us except your own, and that you would startle us with the truth that you have for us this day. We pray all of this in the name of your Son. Amen. If you haven't been welcomed already, welcome again to Broad Street Ministry. My name is Laura Coley. I'm the head pastor around here. Throughout Advent, we have been spending a little time in darkness here at Broad Street Ministry and exploring what darkness has to teach us. Not only have we dimmed the lights in this space, but we've been discussing and reflecting on the uncertainty, the confusion, the possibility, even the presence of God in the darkness. This past Friday, December 21st, was the winter solstice, which means that the Earth's northern pole was at its maximum tilt away from the sun, and we in the northern hemisphere experienced the longest period of darkness during any day. Many churches, you may know, will mark this day by holding Blue Christmas or Longest Night of the Year services in their community as a way of acknowledging those who have experienced some kinds of loss throughout this past year, especially for those who will be marking their first Christmas without a loved one by their sides. The truth is that this can be a difficult time of year for many people. It can be a painful reminder of those who will be missing around our holiday dinner tables. It can also be a painful reminder of all that is broken and hurting in this world. When the world is supposed to be filled with this excitement, this hope shining under the Christmas lights, the evil, the ugliness, the heartbreak, the greed of our society can feel this sharply invasive way this time of year. For me, this has been a strange Advent, not necessarily a bad one, but I would say a heavy one, something that was difficult to carry. Last Thursday, I participated in my first homeless Memorial Day service in Philadelphia. I know several of you were there as well. It was when a couple hundred of people gathered to remember and read the names of those who had passed away this year in our city who were experiencing homelessness. We read more than 260 names that night. On December 14th, I participated in a vigil that Julie helped read to end gun violence as we marked the 6th anniversary of the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. And it was there that we heard the stories of mothers and aunts, sisters and brothers whose loved ones were killed by gun violence in our streets, in our neighborhoods, in our homes, in our places of worship. A week ago, I attended the funeral of a dear friend named Bill Stavely, who was a congregant at my last church in Haddonfield. Bill, for those of you, I know a few of you here actually know Bill, for those of you who know him, he was an artist at his core who just had this giant, compassionate heart. He always wore this full white suit and walked around playing the banjo. He believed that art was an ongoing process, so that even as ALS and esophageal cancer attacked his tongue and throat, he continued to perform and sing in public. He continued to paint portraits of his grandchildren and carve miniature figurines. He continued to love those around him, including myself, with such committed devotion. And we had to say goodbye to him just a few days before Christmas. See, Christmas does not arrive in a perfectly merry and bright world. And Jesus does not arrive in a bright world either. No, as our Matthew Christmas story for today shows us, Jesus enters into a world as it truly exists, full of joy and wonder, but also full of tyranny and greed and innocent lives lost. Matthew tells us that upon hearing about the birth of Jesus from three wise men, King Herod trembled under the threat to his reign. And so out of insecurity, egotism, and fear, he ordered the mass murder of every child in Bethlehem under the age of 2. This is our Christmas story. The Christmas story is not only a story of hope and new life, it is also the story of the slaughtering of innocent children at the hands of a despotic ruler. It is the story of God slipping into the vulnerability of skin and entering a world as violent and brutal as our own. Some Christians want to, quote, keep Christ in Christmas. I say keep King Herod in Christmas. Let us remember the darkness into which Jesus was born, the pain, the political oppression, the families fleeing in the middle of the night, the senseless loss of life. Jesus' birth into the darkness of the world reminds us of the darkness that surrounds us this day. The death of 369 trans people murdered this year across the globe. Of 973 people shot and killed by U.S. police so far in 2018. It reminds us of the 1,100 overdose deaths in Philadelphia this year. It reminds us of the death of the 7-year-old Guatemalan child Jacqueline Gaal, who died of dehydration in U.S. Border Control custody just 2 weeks ago. This, too, is the Christmas story. Jesus is born into the darkness of this world and dares to move through the darkness with us. We all know someone who is in a dark and uncertain place this Advent season, people who have experienced loss, those who are mourning and grieving, people who are worrying about what comes next. So, in preparation for Advent and reflecting on darkness, a few of us stayed after and they created these beautiful prayer stations. So for the next 10 minutes, we wanted to give you some time to reflect in the darkness, to lift up these people and institutions in pain, to consider what new thing is being born in your life this Advent season. You'll see that we have 4 prayer stations in the back of the sanctuary, and you are invited to visit these stations to read the prompts, to act. You're also invited to take home the plants that you plant and the rocks that you take. You're invited to even just stay in your seat, allowing the Spirit to come how it will. So let me open us up in prayer. Friends, let us pray. Loving God of the grieving, the hurting, the lonely, the vulnerable, and the scared, you dare to enter into the ugliness of the world and to walk alongside us in our pain. You mourn with us. You cry with us. Your heart breaks with ours. You also burn with us in anger. You rage against the senseless loss of innocence and life. We ask this day for comfort to those who have lost their family and friends, especially those who've lost them to senseless violence across our country and world. And we also ask that you would transform our anger into action. Make us bold in our demands for policy changes and protection for the vulnerable. God of life, turn our candles into bullhorns, our thoughts into actions, our bursts of outrage into sustained efforts, our momentary prayers into transformed communities. Make us guides in dark and uncertain places. We pray and offer this time in the darkness to you. Amen. Friends, you're invited to go and pray.